I think here's a good juicy one that everyone wants to hear is what are some of the biggest muskies, like whether you want to just mention like one memorable really big one that you've handled over the years, or a couple different ones that come to mind. But Darcy, why don't you tell us either your biggest or your most memorable, or just a little quick fish story, a couple minutes long. We'll move on to everybody else here.
Definitely. My biggest fish is a 54.5. It came 2 minutes away from the launch in Kenora. I caught it in my 14-foot tinner that I had at the time. Fattest, biggest fish that I've ever caught still to this day. And, have seen nothing like it. I have another 54.5, that was caught, summer casting, but, you know, you guys can go check out the pictures of it on, my personal Facebook page, I think has the picture. You scroll way back. Just a totally mental fish. One of those crazy stories, had all kinds of crazy boat problems at the beginning of the day. Didn't get out until 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Didn't have a finder on the boat. Trolled around one of these reefs, and boom, that fish came. 10-inch Jake, totally unbelievable. Made my life of musky fishing, so.
Did you get a girth on it? Because I know that's a topic we might get into if we have time. Did you get a girth or any other dimensions on it besides the length and that it was fat?
Nope, girth. No girth.
At all. So are you kind of left sort of completely guessing, not even guessing? Like, because obviously people would have to ask you, they love asking this, how heavy was that fish by your best guess and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think it was close to 50 pounds. You know what I mean? It was silly fat. It was fat from head to tail. So, you know, those measurements, you know, 48 pounds usually, or something like that, 48 to 51 pounds, I think, on most of the calculators from, you know, the 26 to 28 inch girth, we kind of maybe thought it was in, you know. I hate guessing on stuff like that when we don't actually measure it.
Is 26 to 28 kind of as big as one can expect a girth to get on Lake of the Woods in general? I've very rarely heard of 30, but I think I have heard of maybe one or two legendary 30 type girths.
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, the 28 inch range, you're getting way top end kind of thing. So, you know, even who caught that, there was that 60 by 29.5, you know what I mean? That thing looked absolutely massive. And, you know, I think that's getting up super top end, those St. Lawrence fish and stuff like that. And some of the things that are coming out of Mille Lacs as well. But, and Lake of the Woods, I mean, I think, you know, those 54.5s, the top end for us, the 55s, are, you know, are packing some crazy girths too, you know, and they're head to tail thick as well. So.
Okay. Joe, you got a fish you want to tell a story about?
I have a couple of good ones myself, but last season, my girlfriend boated my girl, real life human
Bay?
Girlfriend.
Bay caught.
A 53-inch muskie. It was mid-September casting. It was kind of the cast that you you dream of while you're out there. As darkness was falling, last spot of the day, last cast. You know, fish bites at the end of the cast, cranks it into the net. It was really a great fish, super healthy. Once again, didn't get a girth on it, but it was a huge fish.
It's important to mention, I don't think we mentioned, what's the name of the angler that caught this fish?
My girlfriend.
Does she have a name?
Bree Jovic, professional girlfriend angler.
Nice.
It was unbelievable. I got footage of it. I've done some editing on it. I don't put it on YouTube because I'm lazy, I guess, or I don't know why, but I should get it up there. It's a great, great clip.
Joe does have a YouTube account. The link is not in the description right now, but come back in an hour or two or tomorrow and grab the link for Joe's YouTube account. The content is very weekly produced, but the content is very juicy. There's some amazing musky strikes in there and some really cool raw, ultra raw stuff. And what I'm told is anything we've seen is teasers, and all the best stuff is to be released. Is that accurate?
I have about a dozen videos of 48 inch plus muskies, including a few 50s and that 53 that they're just sitting on the computer. I gotta, you know, It'd be nice if I knew someone who could put together a good video.
I was going to suggest
him to help me do it.
I was going to suggest Luke, but he just went offline.
That seems to be how everything goes for me. But, you know, it's fine. Got to fish tomorrow, so.
Okay. Did you really break down the catch? Can you just break down the very moment of the catch a little bit to bring us right into that moment? Because you said it was so perfect with the sun setting, but did Bree pick her lure? Did she pick the cast? Like what was going on in that exact moment? Were you guys getting along? Were you fighting? I know girlfriend and boyfriend like to fight in the boat sometimes when they're fishing. There's a little bit of tension.
So it's funny. It's funny because she had just caught a pike just before that. And I saw her lift her rod up, but it was a small fish and she really wasn't even sure if she had a fish on. And I kind of had to tell her that she had a fish on, which I feel like she's past that in her angling experience. She should know when she has a fish on, even if it's a small pike. And so it's funny because Zosky was only maybe less than 10 casts later. And she cast out, and I'll say it was a beautiful cast. Landed in a great spot on this beach, little rock outcropping from the beach, landed right there. And she cranks in, just a couple of cranks in, and this fish bites, and she sets hook into it, and she says, "Definitely a fish this time. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this one's definitely a fish." And it was, she was right. I'm going to give it to her. She was right.
Nice. Okay. That sounds pretty epic. And so she basically did a better job with a 53-inch muskie than she did with a 28-inch pike.
Absolutely. Yeah. She knew right away.
Picture moments.
I was very proud.